listening to the Walter Kane Broken Pieces podcast. This podcast is a collaborative effort between the writer, Walter Kane, producer, Alan Byrne, that's me, and the dozens of talented artists all across Ireland who volunteer their time and their voices to this project. If you enjoy the podcast, please visit 8mm network.com, where you can find original artwork for each episode, the biographies of our talented readers, as well as links to our other podcasts and projects. Today's piece is Roaches, read by Coleman Hayes.
Hey, Steve!
Larry's voice echoes down the tunnel until it catches up to his brother. Larry is far behind and out of breath, leaning against the rounded walls for support. In between his own heavy respirations, he hears the clopping sound of Steve's relentlessly confident footfalls up ahead.
Hey, Steve!
What?
Steve!
What?
Fuck you, Steve!
There's a pause.
Come on, Larry, it's just a little further.
Larry puts on a mocking infant voice and begins to imitate his brother.
Just a little further. Just a little further. Fuck you, Steve. It was just a little further, just a little further ago. And I'm telling you, this tunnel is getting fucking smaller.
Up ahead, Steve stops. He leans his spine against the curve of the tunnel wall, forcing him to stoop slightly. Catching his breath, he peers up at the low circular roof. There is a brownish water stain on the roof that looks like a distorted face. If he didn't know where he was going, he would probably say a quaint little prayer.
O stain-faced god of the tunnel, please show us the way so I and my brother can get the fuck out of here.
He smiles at this thought. The stain face remains unamused.
Okay, Larry, hang on, I'm coming back.
Steve trots back to Larry, who's now slumped over like a bag of dropped groceries.
I know the way, you said. Shortcut, you said. Newsflash, Steve, shortcuts are supposed to be short.
Okay, Larry. So I got a little turned around, okay? Let's not have a fucking heart attack here.
You know, we're not supposed to go off the main tube, Steve. This is bad, man.
Larry, it's fine. What's wrong? Afraid of the dark?
I'm not afraid of the dark, Steve. That's illogical. I'm afraid of the shit that lives in the dark.
Larry's eyes trace around cracks in the ceiling and floor before fixing on the black circle of the tunnel behind them.
Larry, what did they say? All tubes come up somewhere?
Yeah, I know. But you know who doesn't say that? People who get fucking lost and die down here. It's called confirmation bias, genius.
Steve rolls his eyes. His brother thinks he is clever because he has a big vocabulary.
Think of everyone we know. Everyone gets turned around, everyone gets lost sometimes. Name me one person who ever got lost down here and didn't come back.
David. David never came back.
Steve's sarcastic expression suddenly turns stern, an imitation of his father.
Come on, Larry, man, that's not funny. That's not the same. He broke his legs, for God's sake.
How do you know?
I know because his poor little sister was crying and screaming about it when she came back.
Who said she was crying?
Fucking everyone! She was all upset and guilty for leaving him, the poor girl.
I heard she wasn't crying at all. I heard she was smiling and playing with that fucking Chinese finger trap thing she always has. And she wouldn't tell them where David was.
Larry, that's just some stupid rumour.
I never liked her, even when she was a little kid, and now she's a real cunt.
Jesus, Larry.
I mean, think about it. Ever since David died, she's had all the attention. Everyone just loves pretty little Susan, and she can guilt mommy and daddy into whatever she wants.
Jeez, Larry. She always seemed okay to me.
Oh, she would.
Well, okay. I'm just going to ignore that, because I know you're stressed. Let's just chill here a minute and actually try and find a way out, okay?
He's still down here somewhere, you know.
Fuck, Larry, can we please just focus on...
What?
Did you hear that?
What?
That fucking rustling sound.
Steve and Larry both stare into the white pupil of the tunnel behind. There is silence. Then the soft rustle starts again. This time they both hear it. Steve is stuck in place, like a tiny plastic fork in a cake. Larry grabs his shoulder and shakes him.
Steve, time to fucking go, man. You said it's just a little further, right?
Steve turns his head slowly to Larry.
He looks confused, as if Larry has just spoken to him in a foreign language.
Steve, let's go. It's just a little further, yeah?
Larry's words finally reach Steve.
Yeah, for sure. It's got to be. Yeah, let's go. It's probably just roaches or something.
Eight Millimeter Network podcasts are 100% DIY and 100% self-funded. Word of mouth is the way that we survive. If you enjoy what we do, we graciously ask that you share us on your social media, like the Facebook page, or write us a review on iTunes. You can find links to do all of these things, as well as original artwork, reader biographies, show notes, and more on our website, 8mmnetwork.com. We really appreciate your support.